I'm Naomi Weldy.
And I'm Kathy Harris.
So this event is at the community gym, and it's full, generally, on Saturday.
Usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the beginning, was it just art? So it's changed over the years?
The Arts Council used to have it many years ago. Ruth Sandvik and some of them started it. And then they decided they couldn't do it anymore, so we picked it up. And over the years, we've just blossomed into more and more things. And one reason is because there wasn't any place big enough. So when we were able to get into the new gym, well, call it a new gym, the community gym, that's when we decided, oh, well, we can open it up to having food booths and stuff like that. And then it just kind of grew into lots more. Mm-hmm. And we usually have 50 to 58 booths. This year, some of them are really excited and started really early, and some of them just up to this week have decided.
I was going to ask, can you give us a kind of a sneak peek at some of the vendors?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We have lots of painted items. We have lots of jewelry, with lots of soft crafts in the quilts and the knitting and the crocheting. We have a couple of stained glass. We have big array of pottery. Photos are big this year. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to miss a lot because there's 55 booths, so there's lots of things to come and see.
Well, I mentioned that it's in the community gym, but it's actually bigger than that. There are vendors in the hallway, and then
in the arts and, well, we call it the arts and crafts room.
That side room.
The activities room.
The activities room, yeah.
Yes, we call it arts and crafts.
Will that be full of food this year?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It'll be crowded.
Yes.
Everything will probably be in there and in the hallway.
We have quite a variety of food that has signed up this year. We have the Thai food. We have pulled pork sandwiches, root beer floats, hot chocolate, sushi, heavenly hot dogs, tamales, Orange Julius, Navajo, and regular tacos. And we just got breakfast sandwiches today, and it's just like, it's exciting. We can hardly wait.
So you can eat breakfast and lunch.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't start till 10, so it's brunch, I guess. Yeah.
For some people, maybe.
Yeah, right. Me.
Is there anything else that you would like to share with the public about this year's October Art Share?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It does have a theme. It'll be Christmas magic is the theme. Mm-hmm. Naomi and I try to dress up every year, so we'll have costumes on. Everybody can try to recognize us. Not always do they. We should just have fun. You just go and have fun. It's fun to see everybody there. At least you see lots of people in town you haven't seen all year because they're busy working and they all
just
get together.
Come and see what the community has to offer. I mean, we have so many people that can do wonderful art. Mm-hmm. And not only art, but just, I mean, well, crafts to me is arts too. Mm-hmm. And we just have so many. It's just amazing when you get up there and you go, oh, I didn't know you did that. Mm-hmm. So it's fun. It's not only fun to shop for Christmas,
or
birthdays, but or anything. So I don't know, just come and enjoy yourself, have food, shop, visit. It's just a good day to get out. Just come and have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing all that information.
Thank you for having us.
Hope to see everybody there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.